Now that our Google account's set up, we can manage all of our blogs from our dashboard when we sign in. See, here's our original blog. Now what we can do is we can add another blog. So what I'm going to do is create a blog and show you how to host it on your own site. We're just going to create sort of a skeleton blog here. So just click create a blog. Now what you want to do is go down and click advanced blog setup. Now here, continue from here, we'll give our blog title. Now we have to give our FTP information so that it can upload to our server for us. So your server name, put here, usually that's your domain name. And protocol, we're going to use FTP. Now you need to give it the path to where you want to install your blog. Now, if you're going to install it in a subfolder, you're going to need to make sure that you've already created a subfolder. Now, the other way we could do it is put it in the root directory so we don't have to do any of this and give it an HTML page name. So let's just call this the blog. Blog URL is the web address where the blog is going to be at. And down here, we have to give it an FTP username. This is provided by your hosting provider. Then you type in verification code, and then we continue. That'll prompt you to choose a template. Continue. Okay, now it's created our blog, so just click Start Blogging. And we're all ready to start setting things up, just like we did before. Here's our settings. And here's our template. Basically, we do all the same things we did before. Let's go ahead and just put a sample post in here. Okay, and then we'll just publish the post. Okay, so as we can see, it uploaded the proper files here. Let's open up our blog in a new window. And now this is being served from our own hosting account. Now you still manage everything just like we did before from within here. You edit your posts in here, you moderate your comments. Your settings are all in here, the same as they were before. The only thing that's different is you have this publishing tab. And in here is where you set up where your blog actually lives now. So that's really the only difference in setting up your blog on a remote host. So now that we've done that, let's look at how to get traffic to our blog. First thing we're going to look at is a pinging service called Pinggoat. Just go to pinggoat.com. Then you can roll down and you can fill out the information down here. First, you'll put in your blog name and your blog URL and the XML feed. Now, to get your XML feed, you can just go to your blog and then find where the feed is on here. Just roll down. You'll see subscribe to posts. Just right click on there and then copy the link location. Go back over to Pinggoat and then just paste it in here. Now what you want to do is pick the categories that are best suited to your blog. So if we just click general, that's all we really need for here. Now we just click go Pinggoat. And it is, as you can see here, as we roll down, it's pinging all the blog services. This is called blog and ping, and this is a good way to get a great deal of traffic to your blog. And when you notify the pinging service every time you make a post. Now, all you have to do now is bookmark this page, and every time you make a post on your blog, just go to your bookmark page and it will ping the services for you. So that's one way to get some traffic to your blog. Another way you can get a lot of traffic to your blog is to submit them to blog directories. Now, I'm not going to lie to you, this is a lot of work, but it's well worth it. What you want to do is go to the site where the top 55 blog directories are, which you can find a link to in the resources document. What you do is you go through here, and when you get to one of them, all you have to do is look at their terms for their links. You have featured regular and regular link with reciprocal down here. So you can pick which ones fit for you, and then you can submit your feed by clicking on the link down here. Most of these have terms, and then they have a submit place down here. This is going to get you a great deal of traffic when you do this. Now, the last thing I want to talk about in getting traffic to your blog is to do linking. What you want to do is, if you have other blogs, link to this blog. And to do that, all you have to do is go to your admin area on your dashboard. Okay, then go into the related sites. And then what you want to do is you would link to your blogs from within your other blogs. Simple as that. Just put the links in here. And of course, if you're using a different blogging system like WordPress, you just use the links in there to link out to your other blogs. You can also link from traditional websites as well. Now, one more way you can get a link is to go and sign up for a Yahoo account. To do this is very simple. Just log into your Yahoo account. And then go down where it says add content, click on that. Then all you have to do is over here it says add RSS by URL. Now go back to your blog. Let's go back to view the blog. Get our RSS feed again. Copy link location. Back to my Yahoo and put your feed URL in here. Add. See it here. Click Add to. And it's now been added to your My Yahoo account. When we go back, you'll see that it shows up here under our RSS feeds. All right, so that's three ways that you can get traffic to your blog.